The following is a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of HouseLogic.com.
Welcome back to Real Estate Today. I'm Gil Gross, and our good friend from HouseLogic.com, Pamela Gertz-Kabati, is with us again this week, as she is every week. HouseLogic.com, brought to you by the NAR, featuring everything you need to increase, protect, and maintain the value of your home. And welcome back. How are you?
I'm hungry today, I have to say, because in getting ready for today's show, I was thinking about all the entertaining we do outside in the summer and all the great grilling, and that got me to all the great eating, so I got kind of hungry. But I'm also excited to share with you some of the great outdoor appliances that make easy summer living even easier.
Yeah, this is the time of year to get barbecue and hot dogs, hamburgers, steaks, all that good stuff.
That's right, and don't forget the pizza.
Okay, outside pizza?
That's right. Did you know pizza is one of America's favorite foods? And just because it's summer and we're moving outside, we don't have to abandon it. In fact, one of the hottest trends in outdoor kitchens right now is pizza ovens.
Oh, okay. I thought for a second we were inviting the delivery guy into the backyard with us.
We could.
So an outdoor pizza oven, is that what we're talking about?
That is what we are talking about, absolutely. So you can get an outdoor pizza oven that's either gas or wood-fired. Now, they're big appliances. Some of them can weigh 500 pounds or more, and they take a while to come up to the proper temperature, some as long as an hour. So as outdoor appliances go, they're definitely a high-end specialty item, but, you know, if you really love pizza.
Okay, I love pizza, but I also love money, so how much is this setting me back?
Yeah, so you might have a problem there, because the prices range from $700 for a freestanding wood fire oven to more than $6,000 for elaborate gas or wood-fired units. So, like I said, definitely a high-end specialty item.
Yikes. Now, a lot of people are cooking outdoors, and in fact, it seems that almost year-round people are preferring to cook outdoors than indoors. Why is that?
Well, you know, I think it's, for one thing, because outdoor living tends to be more casual. It's more laid back, more fun. You know, you get to commune with nature, in many cases, with your friends. It's a great stress reducer. And really, in the summertime, who wants to cook indoors? You got to turn on the oven. You got to turn on the burners. Makes a lot of heat. Not something you want to do.
So, okay, other than the pizza oven, what other appliances then are making this trip outdoors? Because if we're cooking outdoors, it's not just the really expensive pizza oven or just the hamburgers on the grill.
No, absolutely not. Refrigerators are another popular outdoor appliance. Now, you know, with regular indoor refrigerators, they're set in a stable environment inside your house. But an outdoor refrigerator has to maintain consistent temperature while in a pretty unstable environment, that being the outdoors. So you have to have extra insulation and more powerful compressors. The outdoor refrigerators are also small. A common size is about 24 inches wide, 34 inches tall, about the size of the under-the-counter type of refrigerator. And they have capacities of about 6 cubic feet.
And I imagine you have to weatherproof here.
Yeah, absolutely, because water and electricity don't mix. The good thing is that outdoor refrigerators have to pass a real battery of tests to prove that they can operate safely outside, you know, in wet conditions before they'll get the approval of the underwriter's lab. So if you're buying a refrigerator that that is, you know, that they say is ready for outdoors, look for the underwriter's lab approval, and you can know that it's been pretty well tested. Another concern with outside refrigerators is rust. And for that reason, almost all outdoor refrigerators are made of stainless steel. But not all stainless steel is created equal. So you need to look for a grade of 304 stainless. It's also called 18-8 because that has a much higher resistance to corrosion. Your less expensive fridges are going to be made from a grade called 430 stainless that's much more susceptible to rust.
Okay, and how much is this going to set me back?
Well, this isn't too bad. Prices are in the range you'd expect for a regular fridge, $500 and up to maybe $3,000. But, you know, you got to remember, too, you're getting only about one-third of the capacity of your inside refrigerator. So on a per cubic foot of space basis, they're more expensive than inside fridges.
Okay, anything else I need to know about the fridge?
Yes, they have to work harder outside to maintain stable interior temperatures. So it's a good idea to help them do that and put your refrigerator in a place where it's shady and where it's going to be away from appliances like grills and those pizza ovens we talked about, so they're not generating a lot of heat. Also, most aren't designed to function when the outside temperature gets below 40 degrees. So if you live in a part of the country where that happens, when your grilling season is over, you're going to want to take the contents out of that little refrigerator, clean it out, unplug it, cover it so it's protected, or maybe even take it into your garage.
All right. Let's get back to talking about grills there for a moment. Have things changed much in the grill world?
Well, you know, they have. There are some really amazing high-end grills now, and I want to talk to you about that. But before I do, the 4th of July is right around the corner. Mm. Did you know it's the most popular grilling holiday of the year?
In fact, I had no idea. Well, yeah, I guess. Sure.
If you think about it, right? The 4th of July, nearly 70% of all Americans are going to make some kind of holiday meal outside on a grill or a smoker.
Okay. So if you're in the market for a new grill because 4th of July is coming up, what are you looking for?
Okay. So these days, the sky is the limit when it comes to outdoor grilling. You can find a perfectly acceptable classic kettle-style charcoal grill for under $100 at any home improvement center, do you find. Mm-hmm. Or you can opt for the all-in-one, do-everything, super-duper, stainless steel, dual-fuel beauty for upwards of $5,000.
Cool. With AM/FM radio, I'm sure.
And I think if you get it just right, it'll slice your carrots for you.
Okay. Well, what do you get, actually, for that money? What are you looking for here?
Well, buyers today are looking for flexibility, and they're looking for quality construction. Mm-hmm. They want to be able to make a complete meal on their grill. They don't want to have to run inside and outside. They want, you know, the mesquite smoke on their chicken while the barbecue sauce simmers on the side and the water's heating up for the vegetables. And a lot of today's grills can really accommodate that. They have a lot of options.
Okay, now, I don't have to pay $5,000 to get that kind of stuff, do I?
No, not at all. For example, for under $600, you can get a propane-fired grill that has quality construction, stainless steel burners. You'll have a grill space of about 400 to 500 square inches. That's enough to cook about a dozen hamburgers at the same time. So that's a pretty good grill. If you want to step up to the $1,000 range, you'll add another 500 square inches of grilling space. You're going to get high-output burners, heavy cast iron grates. You'll probably have a warming shelf, side burners for your saucepans, and maybe even a rotisserie spit and motor, and you'll get a warranty of up to about 25 years.
Okay, just wrapping up here, just out of curiosity, what would I get for the $5,000?
You know, that baby will have infrared burners that get up to 700 degrees almost instantly for searing those steaks. You'll have built-in lights so you can grill well into the night. You'll get top-quality stainless steel storage cabinets built right in, and it'll be made by a premium brand name company like Kalamazoo, Viking, or DCS, for example.
Okay. I may stay with hanging a flashlight from a tree limb over my Weber, but we'll see. Pamela, outdoor living, though, it's a great thing. I'm sure we can find out more about it at houselogic.com.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We have lots of information at houselogic.com on how you make smart choices about outdoor appliances. And I also want to encourage your listeners to look for our HouseLogic ad in the latest issue of Real Simple magazine.
Great. Pamela Gertz-Kabati from houselogic.com. Thanks for being with us.
You've been listening to a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of houselogic.com.